Blog Talk Radio.
Ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy now.
Okay, tonight's episode was inspired by the Anchorman, which is Struggle, Us versus Them. Okay, and this is episode 366 of season 7. We'll be discussing the current events of these times. The global power struggle aimed at those of African descent worldwide. Okay, and then the sad part is that the majority of people of African descent are not aware of this major crisis. China is exploiting the majority of Africa's natural resources for their benefit. The U.S. is benefiting from this atrocity as well. The proxy wars in Africa are killing the continent. This episode is for those 18 years of age and over. If time allows, we will continue discussions on the dump and the panties in election 24, okay? All right, okay, our mics are unmuted. We have undercover investigating. We also, too, have Brother Che. But it's greetings, gentlemen. How you be?
I'm here, but I'm at this town hall meeting, so it's a little loud where I'm at. So I'm just going to be on mute until I leave. I'm getting ready to leave now.
Okay. All right. Okay, and we got a call here at 719, the last 466650.
Yeah, I'll
bring some air. All right, okay, 719, you there? Okay, 719-6650. Okay, all righty. Okay.
Yeah,
so what we're gonna
can you
do,
hear me?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Okay. And thank you. That
okay,
is,
yeah.
You know, undercover
this
investigator right there. Okay. Yes, sir. Well, and thank you for joining us. Okay. All righty. Now, we're looking at something here recently today by this governor of Florida. Okay. DeSantis says, quote unquote, we didn't pick the fight on Florida slavery curricula. Okay. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said that he did not pick the fight over the state's new curriculum, okay, on slavery, which calls for students to be taught that enslaved people developed skills that some use for their benefit, and that has stirred widespread controversy. DeSantis said in an interview with Bret Baier that aired Monday on Fox News that Kamala Harris has lied about what the state standards are. Kamala Harris slammed a curriculum earlier this month during a visit to Florida in which she accused extremists of trying to push propaganda to students, while DeSantis has said the curriculum is being misrepresented. We didn't pick the fight, Bret, DeSantis said. You can't bend the knee to the left's lies. When the left lies and creates these phony narratives, you got to push back, he added. Wow. Harris is not the only prominent official who has criticized standards with the curriculum, also yielding attacks from several black Republicans serving in the Congress. Tim Scott, another presidential candidate, denounced the standards on multiple occasions, saying that no silver lining exists to slavery, that the institution is anti-theatrical to who we are. Donald, and DeSantis' campaign clashed after Donald said he supported the vast majority of the curriculum and considered it good, robust, and accurate, but took issue with an attempt to feature the personal benefits of slavery. Aides to DeSantis accused Donald of taking talking points from Harris and other members of the Biden administration. Donald says he was surprised to receive criticism of his comments posting online. Anyone who can't accurately interpret what I said is disingenuous and is desperately attempting to score political points. Wesley Hunter, Texas, and John James also criticized the standard. The curriculum requires teaching on race to be objective and not indoctrinate or persuade students to a particular point of view. One part requires instruction on how slaves develop skills, which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit. Okay. Now, what I want to say on that there, Tyrone. Okay. Now, what personal benefit? Okay. What personal benefit, you know, welfare, you know, that they got besides, you know, from being brutalized, degraded, humiliated, you know what I'm saying? Okay, Tyrone, yeah, what you got to say about that?
Yeah, well, it's just a continuation of their propaganda to propagate their agenda, you know, that if they sit there and deceive people by telling them a lie and claiming that it is the truth, then it becomes another thing where now they're trying to normalize racism. I mean, in this country racism has been so pervasive that it's become part of the fabric to where people think that it is something normal to be expected, even though it's abnormal and it's barbaric, and it's really like it's something that ain't even progressive. People is not. I mean, we should be in a state where with our civilization and our growth that we shouldn't even be on this racism no more. But they cannot help but be on that because it pushes an agenda politically and financially for them that supports their cause.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah.
And it has always supported their cause, you know, ever since we was brought here, you know, it supported their cause, you know what I mean? And then even after it ended, it still supported their cause. You see what I'm saying? And then the cold part about it is that they dummy down our youth. You see what I'm saying? To get them to accept this stuff here as normalcy. And then, you know, when you look at this propaganda machine that they got going on, you see what I mean? Is that that they got politicians getting up there, black politicians, saying that she thanks slavery. Because if it wasn't for slavery, she would be over in Africa worshiping a tree. And as we stated before, you know, the tree, the foliage, you know, the planet gives off oxygen. So maybe a tree is to be worshipped. But what is so sad is that somebody who would sit up here, man, and will believe this ignorant-ass God. You see what I mean? And that's the sad part of it right there. They say, and then this is why, you know, it is us versus them, because everybody hates us, man. I'm talking about around the whole globe, you know what I mean? For some odd reason, on the continent and in the diaspora, you know, because they want those minerals, they want those resources, you see what I mean? And they want us to be totally subjugated to them. And at the same token, they don't want to teach nothing positive, you know, in these public indoctrination centers. It's because all the ill vices that are in the black communities with inner city schools, this is where they learn it at. This is where our youth learn this at, you know, where they go on this self-destructive path of behavior, you know, from New York to Los Angeles, man, to Houston, Texas, you know, the Miami, Florida, Boston, Massachusetts, Cleveland, Chicago, Milwaukee. So it's kind of like that they have an agenda in place. Well, they had this agenda, but now they're implementing it, and it's totally contributing to our self-destruction. They say, and also too, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the chat room is open tonight here, and you can see if we got any visitors here in the chat room. And you can still give us a call here at 516-418-5996. Okay, let's see if they decide to let us use the chat room tonight. Okay, well, we're connecting to the chat room. Okay, so far we don't see, you know, anybody in there yet. Okay, but, and Brother Che, you know, he's traveling. He should be joining us shortly as well, too. Okay, but, you know, the articles, you know, that we just read right here, you know what I mean, by DeSantis, you know, it just really goes to show, man, of how, you know, this country, you know, really feels, you know what I mean? And then the sad part about it is they're asking people to give up poll information. What is your opinion on Florida's new curriculum on slavery, which suggests that enslaved people develop skills that some use for their benefit? I'm not even going to dignify that garbage, you know, with an answer. Yes, it's because that's that, you know, artificial intelligence junk, you know what I mean? And, you know, this technology has its pros and cons, but basically what they're doing is they're just using it to project a particular agenda, if you know what I mean. And it's not about for us, unfortunately, you see. And the sad part about it is, man, that sometimes, man, you know, you get, you know, black educators that are sit up there and will go along with this stuff. I mean, let's look at Tim Scott. You know what I mean? And then the sad part about it is, I mean, just let's just look at, man, the long-term damage that this is going to do. You see? You know what I mean? And then the sad part about it is, I mean, you know, where do they think that this is going to go to? It's going to go to more of self-destruction, you know what I mean? And then also, too, we're going to bring Brother
Chad. What are you going to say?
Okay. Yeah, well, anyway, you know, he's at the city council there in Denver. And I guess that the new mayor of Denver out there is, quote-unquote, you know, addressing the general public. Okay, so I'm sure Brother Chair will join us, you know, as soon as he can. Okay, so another thing that we have to consider, you know, with this is that this is pretty much, you know, us versus them, okay, is because when we talk about reparations, okay, is that we're talking about, oh, okay, I think I know who this is coming on right here. Okay, last
peace.
404.
Greetings, earthlings. Hey. It is the supreme being. It is I, Ramel Understanding. Holla back.
Yes, sir. Anchorman. How you be, Anchorman? What's going on?
Chilling like the man, but I can't complain. I'm still live on the physical plane. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That's right.
You know what I mean, man? Yes, sir, you know, without a doubt. Okay, and that is Ramel Understanding right there, the one and only Anchorman right there. And what we're talking about, Anchorman, as you said, the global power struggle, us versus them. And this is episode 366 of season 7, and we'll be discussing the current events of these times. The global power struggle is aimed at those of African descent worldwide. The sad part is that the majority of people of African descent are not aware of this major crisis. China is exploiting the majority of Africa's natural resources for their benefit. The U.S. is benefiting from this atrocity as well, too. The proxy wars in Africa are killing her. And this episode is for those 18 years of age and over. And if time allows, we will continue discussions on the dump and the panties and election 2024. Okay, the anchor man, go for it, man. Drop knowledge, sir.
Check it out. Now, this might sound crazy, but I'm not against whites, but I am against the white agenda. Big difference.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because just because the person is white, I don't hate them for that. I hate the white agenda because the white agenda is oppressing my people and destroying my people,
right,
and, you know,
right,
leaving my people displaced. And if it's up to them, we're going to be erased. You see what
I'm saying? Oh, yes, sir.
You know, so,
yes, sir.
So basically, at the end of the day, in the beginning of the day, I refuse to be a mental slave. You know, I don't want to be a slave to no drugs. I don't want to be a slave to social media vices,
right,
none of that, you know, their alcohol,
right,
none of that. And what's going on,
yes,
is just,
sir,
a biochemical psychological war, and for some reason we're losing because we don't have the knowledge. We don't know who we are.
Right.
We don't know where we're going, and we don't know what to do. So this is keeping
yes,
us
sir.
Down. So
oh, absolutely.
First thing
you know.
We need is unity, you know, where we can come together.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, the agenda that's brought by the establishment is dividing us, because the first law of the devil is what? Divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes,
you know,
sir,
all that's in place. It's Willie Lynch syndrome all over again, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
you know, we're suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic slave syndrome. You know,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
all the cards are basically geared and stacked against us. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're not playing with a good deck right now. You know,
right.
everything is stacked against us economically, job wise.
Mm-hmm.
The whole justice system
yeah.
is monopolized to basically, you know, and geared at destroying us and keeping us in shackles. You know, that's why they hurry
mm-hmm.
up and say, oh, yeah, we're going to abolish slavery unless it's used as a punitive sanction for crime. But who's the people they're going to blame all the crimes for or put in a position where they could put them through the judicial system? Us, period. You know what I'm saying? We're the target.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly.
instead of being victims, we need to be proactive and, you know, think outside the box and make something happen for ourselves. And that's politically
mm-hmm.
And on all levels, economically, educationally.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that going with guns
mm-hmm.
and trying to, like, overthrow people with guns is a smart thing, because we,
mm-hmm.
it's like committing revolutionary suicide. And I think that
right.
a lot of people going to get dropped, you know, chopped down and all that shit. People going to get locked up. So I don't even talk like that. But what I will say
yes,
is
sir.
If we could organize campaigns and put people in political positions to win, you know, then
mm-hmm.
we can make something happen. Because then we'll replace the oppressors, and we'll be in a position
mm-hmm.
of power where we could dictate what the laws are going to be and dictate
right.
the things that are going to benefit our people. Universal.
Right.
So
exactly.
That's my opinion.
Exactly.
And in regards to the Trump,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't really like him as a person, but professionally
mm-hmm.
he makes shit happen.
And
he's freed
right.
a lot. He's freed a lot of black people, especially, you know, working with you know, I'm not the biggest Kanye West fan or nothing, but with Kanye and all
mm-hmm.
them, you know, he freed a lot of people that were unjustly tried and convicted.
Oh yeah.
For that,
yeah,
I could respect a man that frees people just because of
mm-hmm.
injustice. You know.
Yes, sir.
The Santis and them, they ain't trying to free nobody, man. You know, I'm gonna tell you
exactly.
that right now. They ain't not in the numbers he did. You know what I'm saying? Not even close.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Right now, it's seeming like even with the information outlets, social media and everything, the music world,
mm-hmm.
it's like they're normalizing black genocide.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, where it's black on black crime, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Degrading the black woman. You know, they
mm-hmm.
got us, you know, they projected an image on us that we can't shake.
Mm-hmm.
But now we
right.
have the opportunity not only to shake this image, but to break this image. And now we need to uphold the image that's greater than the image,
mm-hmm.
the image of God, basically. That's all I want to say. Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, yes, sir. Also, too, we got a caller here, you know, out of the 720 area code with the last 3703.
Misha Bucket.
Okay. Hey, how you doing? Okay, yeah, it's Lady Misha Chet.
Bucket,
okay.
Guess who would be online yet? If not.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, because, because he told me he was down
yeah,
in the middle at our city council. Okay, all right, okay, so we've got the Anchorman, Lady Che, you know, who hosts the Revolutionary Agenda, and we've got the cover investigator, Tyrone, you know. Okay, so we're
yes,
for Lady Che. Yes, sir.
I want to say this, you know, running for city council, like yesterday when I called in in Aurora, I gave them the business, you know, because I was not feeling what they were talking about. And I felt like I had to make myself presently known. And then, you know, I felt like, you know, they were actively seeking, you know, and they had to be put on notice. I don't like anything that they do to rural Colorado. I think it's all racist and wrong. When I'm building my website, like, you know, it's hard for, like, for me, like I was talking to Romel, it's hard for me to do broad and ambiguous inclusive talk because I don't even talk to them, period, like that. But, and yet, you know, have to be about the people, and he's right, you know, in the same sense. The same sense is like, it's almost like, excuse me, stuttering. Like, I can't kill myself, you know, like, and not be by myself, but it's making sense, and it makes sense. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ, what do you do when you just want to do the right thing? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the right thing is this, and everything's so littered, like, with racism and the bullshit, that when you're telling them, they laugh, but let a white broad say the same bullshit I was saying, and they didn't laugh at all. They took that shit very seriously, you know what I mean? But when it's me, when it's me or anybody black or anybody even remotely black, fucking richly melanated, high yellow, whatever, it's a fucking game. It's a all laughs and giggles and shit. And I didn't think it was funny. I was not irate and not emotional. Like, you know, you got your personal feelings that you share with your people, right? But I was like, you motherfuckers showed me exactly what I wanted you to show me. I wanted y'all to laugh. I wanted y'all to think it's funny. I want you to take it as a joke. I want you to show your motherfucking confirmed self. And that's what they did. Anytime white people are uncomfortable and they want to cut you off, it's because you're striking a fucking nerve.
You're
striking a nerve. You're telling them this. They're like, let's just go ahead and cut her off. Yeah, go ahead and cut me off. I hung up before you cut me off. But that's beside the point. The point is that you think this is a game. I'm not amused. I'm 43 fucking years old. Today I was having a discussion with a young brother, a 23-year-old brother. I was like, hey, man, you know, y'all are like a fucking endangered species right now. I said, the black man is an endangered species. You got to protect yourself. You got to keep yourself out of jail. You got to keep yourself aware. You got to protect your motherfucking family. We're at war. And all they want to do is take you out and take everybody who's on this tip of trying to fight the rise like we've been doing for God knows how many months, fucking millennia, and take us off the fucking board. And right now, I said, right now, brother, you are a fucking, our much-needed asset. The black man is a much-needed asset right now. Nobody wants to admit it, but it's the fucking truth.
Well, see, it was the black man that built the wealth of the United States of America. It's because, as you know, Lady J, we've had individuals who come up there and attack us personally. You know what I'm saying? I'm not calling no names. We know who. Okay, so what is for the ones, you know, the reparations.
I didn't want to go in on it. I just calmed down, Ramel. Joe Gibson gets me, like, hot under the collar with the mulatto shit.
Joe Gibson, crazy motherfucker, man. You watch, he's been on the call
unless
in, too,
Shabazz.
Unless
I speak his name into existence.
Oh, yeah, he said he was going to call in because I was on his show last night, and for once, I had a civil conversation with him. You know what I mean? And
yeah, you know, because over here, he gets the business. You got to go over there, be civil.
Okay, no, but what it is, though, is that they will get the business.
You sound far away, Shabazz.
Yes, Shabazz, you sound far away.
You sound far away.
Okay, what about now?
I can barely hear you. Oh, perfect.
Okay, how about now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Perfect.
Right. So once again, they're going with these devices again, you know what I mean, with this bullshit. Okay, but however, though, so Joe Gibson called in. I mean, I called into his show last night. Okay, so they got a lot of people on his platform, and Sarge is one of them, that believe off in the Constitution, right? Okay, it's because you know, there's a premise that they have all now. Well, the United States started in 1776 and this, that, day, the other. And, you know, okay, but however though, man, but what about the 150 years before that, 1619? You see what I'm saying? 1776. What is that? Roughly about
1555.
Yeah, 155 years. Okay, so let me see. So you figure in each century you got five generations, right? So which means is you got three generations, man. Okay, let me do some math. Here's six, seven, eight. So that was eight generations of our people in bondage, okay, prior to them making the U.S. Constitution. Then not to mention is that from 1776, let me see, to 1865 or 1863. Wait a minute. That's another 87 years, right? If my math is correct.
Yeah, okay.
So you got 287 years right there, free labor. Now, for those of you who are listeners to us online, those of you listening to the playback, let's look at a very basic principle of what they call microeconomics. Okay, now with microeconomics, it is the economics of a firm, of a business, of an organization. Macroeconomics is the science of the economy of a society as a whole. Now, we're going to first talk about the microeconomics. Okay, so here comes Master Charlie Slave Owner. Okay, all right. Okay, I got $50 that I'm spending on his slave right here. Okay, we're going to work from sun up to sundown. And let's say he does 20 bales of cotton in a day. Okay, so each one of those bundles of cotton is like $100. Okay, so he only invested $50, so already he doubled his money right there. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so then for the next week, you know, he's doing it again, so you catch the drift of how the revenue was snowballing, you know, off the slave there. Marketing this cotton in the same though where the slave master's marketing the cotton, but it's being produced, you know, by the slave. The same thing with sugar cane that you had down in Louisiana and down in the Dominican Republic, down in Jamaica as well too. Well, now what came from sugar cane besides sugar? Your bourbon, your rum, your whiskey. You see what I'm saying? And there's even saying that that Jack Daniels whiskey was that old JD got the recipe of the whiskey from one of the slaves that he owned. Okay? All righty. Now, so therefore, with that there happening is you got that. So now you're parlaying the money. You see what I'm saying? Or as they say in the street, you're bossing it up. Okay, so now you're buying another slave to get more sugar cane, to get more cotton. Then you're parlaying it again. Then you're parlaying it again and again and again and again and again. Now you see the wealth is
bubbling.
Exactly. Okay, see, so you see how the wealth is being gained right here, right? Okay, so now.
Capitalism.
Yes, sir, absolutely. So now here comes, what is that there? The Emancipation Proclamation of 1863. Okay. So now what you had after that, because we're not going to go through, we already know, man, about the trials and tribulations, you know, about the Emancipation Proclamation, okay? But even still, though, they go to the system, okay? Now, here's where it gets really brutal, okay? All right, so therefore you go to the sharecropping system, okay? Well, if you're going to share on a profit of these crops, you know, you got to make it an investment, okay? So therefore they had it rigged up to where the slave is constantly working, but he's not getting no money. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so he's being pandered. Okay, so more wealth builds up, okay? The white power structure goes, invested it off in the patents, inventions, technology, and of course the only thing, and technology is not so much this day and age with computers and artificial unintelligence, okay, but technology is just the science of production, period. You see what I mean? That's all what technology is the science of production. Okay, follow me? Okay, so now here comes the railroad. Okay, now here comes the railroad coming through. Well, guess what? In 1849, they discovered gold in California. Yeehaw! So everybody's bum rushing California, going up there to Placer County, okay, going to Hangtown that they call Placerville, which is in the middle of El Dorado County, okay, they're striking gold, okay. So therefore, they're building a railroad, okay, they said that the Chinese, you know, mainly built the Union Pacific Railroad, but still black people from Atlanta to Los Angeles built the Southern Pacific Railroad, okay, and this is where you get the legendary or the legend of John Henry from. You see what I mean? So once again, you know, slavery again. And then, of course, when they tried to come to us with these individuals from Europe with involuntary servitude, there is no comparison between the two. It's because the indentured servant was the overseer. You see what I mean?
Mm.
Okay, and you know, he had the right to brutalize.
Yeah, that's the underboss. He might not be the boss, but he's the underboss.
Exactly. Okay, so you know, he gets certain privies and what have you, you know, being such, you see. All right, now, reading this article here once again, you know, where they're saying is that DeSantis is pretty much has said students are to be taught under the provision that enslaved people receive the skills in spite of slavery, not because of it. They receive the skills in spite of slavery, not because of it. Okay, well, first place, what this ignoramus fails to realize is that we already had skills. You see what I mean? You know, when we were brought here, you know, such as blacksmithing, such as agriculture, you see what I'm saying, and what have you, you see. And then when we mention this, then all of a sudden, you know, we're considered racist and what have you. But as we do know in the 1960s, that old J. Edgar Hoover, you know, has stated that the biggest threat to the U.S. security was the organization of black people. Okay, and he had mainly said this in regard to Dr. King, you know, who was doing a peaceful protest. Now, looking at news here, they're saying that the dump is a 62% favorite to win the nomination amongst the grand old party or the repubs or the reptilians, you know what I mean? Okay, now this trick, you know, it's just been hit. Oh, man, he's got so many damn indictments against him, man. He's
downright
bad.
He's a thug like all the other thugs, man. He's a thug like some other thugs. But for some reason, you know why they crucified him, General? Because he's actually helped black people before. That's what he is, you know? And that's why a lot of them people, them Europeans, they don't want to defect or help because they get crucified every time.
Okay. That's just okay. The theory. Right, okay, alrighty. And then not to mention the fact is that the dumpster did say that if he was to run for political office, you know, about 20 years before he did, he was run as a Republican because he said these are the most dumbest MFs that you can ever come across, you know. And then, of course, you know, we got information that's happening there over there on the African continent as well, too, is because from what I understand, I'm going to see if I can get some news up on here, is that there is something going on, man, in regard to not the, what was it, in Niger, okay? All righty, country in West Africa, Niger, okay. All right, okay, France, okay, who was, a slave trade nation itself, okay. France evacuates citizens from Niger after neighbors warn of war. Okay. Paris, France. France began the evacuation of hundreds of French and European citizens from Niger on Tuesday, day after neighbors Mali and Burkina Faso said any outside intervention to restore the ousted government would be seen as a declaration of war. Okay, now, Burkina Faso. Okay. Yeah, okay, that there's also where Thomas Sankara was assassinated by the French as well, too. Okay, it's because they say here a military junta overthrew Niger's democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum, and his government last Wednesday in the seventh military takeover in less than 3 years in West and Central Africa. The democratically elected head of state. Very interesting. Okay. The coup has sent shockwaves across West Africa's Sahel region, one of the most poorest and most unstable in the world, where Niger was considered the West's most stable ally in the fight against a fast-growing Islamist insurgency. Okay. Now, of course, you know, folks, that this is propaganda. You see what I mean? And then, of course, they still are trying to get the resources. This is because the Chinese are over there taking a great deal of them as well, too. Now, this is what Julius Malema was saying down there in Azania, where he had stated you got to unite the whole continent, you see, you know, to get rid of these imperialists. You see what I mean? It's because all the raw materials that are coming from there are essential into this artificial intelligence economy, you know, such as silicon, you know, such as, you know, tungsten, such as uranium, you know, all kind of stuff. You see what I'm saying? And now, according to this here, West African Regional Bloc's ECOWAS has threatened to use force to reinstate Bazoum, while neighboring Mali and Burkina Faso are ruled by military junta, said they would come to Niger's defense. With the risk of conflict escalating, Spain, said it was preparing to evacuate.
They're trying to get back into that slave shit, huh?
Yeah, exactly. This is what I'm getting at. Okay. They said they plan to evacuate 70 citizens by air, and Italy said it will organize a repatriation flight. Germany urged its citizens to join the French flights. Okay. The recent coups in the region have come amid a wave of vitriol aimed at former colonial power, France, that resulted in his trips being kicked out of Mali and Burkina Faso this year. And last, many of those soldiers are now stationed in Niger. Okay, the U.S., Germany, and Italy also have troops in Niger on counterinsurgency and training missions. There has been no announcement of troops being evacuated so far. Okay, you see how they dealing with these proxy war situations right here? Okay, now,
yes,
Niger's new military leaders have arrested senior politicians and warned against any foreign attempts to extract Bazoum, who is still shut in his palace. Considering the ongoing coup in Niger and the fact that the situation continues to be worrying, we decided to make sure that the French citizens who want to leave Niger can do so. French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna told France's LCI television. Okay. She estimated that hundreds of French citizens and hundreds of other European Union citizens wanted to be evacuated on flights she hoped would be completed over 24 hours. Yeah. See, so in other words, once again, they're going over there fighting over the resources, you see, you know, that they always have. You see what I'm saying? And then the cold part about it is that they don't even want us supporting them. They don't even want us, you know, to be bothered with it. It's because, you know, you get these black politicians that says, oh, no, we ain't got nothing over there. You know what I'm saying? Worth dealing with. You see what I mean? And the sad part about it is that this is still these divide and conquer situations. You see what I'm saying?
That's
you
right.
know? I mean, it's crazy.
Yes, sir.
And then, and I'm seeing here that in Niger, they still up here doing travel over there for $2,661.54. You can have 9 days in it. And, eight nights over there, you know, in Niger at the Jerawal Festival. You see what I mean? And this is just in general. General. Yes, sir.
I got a question for you. Okay, now, you know, the slave trade still exists in Africa right now. There's still human trafficking and all that good stuff and all that crazy stuff out there, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I'm just like, you know, it's all kind of confusion and chaos going on out there, man. And I think that, you know, these European nations, man, this is way to cash in on all that. You know what I mean?
Well, of course.
When there's war, there's problems. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Something I'm learning is that these people, yeah, they're the USA, but that stands for unrighteous Satan and abomination. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, you said Pamela Harris went out there and she was trying to spread that LGBTQ agenda out there. What president was it that one of the land?
Yeah, she was trying to do that.
Or not land, but who was it? I can't hear you. Sound ball.
Okay, yeah, she was doing that over there in Uganda. You know, because Museveni said, you know, that they're not with it. And then she says, well, you know, the U.S. will take away your aid if you don't, you know, go with this agenda. And the president of Uganda said, well, man, y'all are still here, man. We don't need it. You know what I mean? Because you're not going to sit up here, you know, and come to us with this prepackaged garbage, you see what I'm saying, and we ain't with it, you know what I'm saying, you know, and then on top of it as well, too, you see that, you know, they still forcing their will, you know, through, what would you call that, extortion. Well, if you don't do this, we'll do that. See, that's extortion. So you're
coercion. They're being coerced.
Yeah. Coercion, extortion, you know, they run hand in hand. You see
same
what I mean?
Thing.
Yes, sir, absolutely. You know, they run hand in hand.
Either
okay,
way, it's still
then,
the devil, General. It's the devil, man. Diabolical behavior, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
deviates
sir,
from
absolutely.
The truth. I like to call it Lucifer syndrome, Lucifer, right? Because they always start
yes,
off
sir.
With lock, you know.
Right.
Then you know that's the L. Then the U is the user. You know, it's
right.
Like they come in. You know, after they, first they come in with a lie with the religion. Oh, word, this, that, and third, boom, boom, boom. Then they come with the merchant.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the user.
Right.
That's the user. You know what I mean? Because you know, something that costs $1, they're trying to charge you $1,000. You know what I mean? Out of this world type shit. You know, capitalism. You know, then, you know, if you go against anything they say, what's the first technique they use? Character assassination. You know what I mean? That psychological, reverse psychology crazy shit. Well, you know, where they deem your culture, they deem your way of life, they deem your nation as something that doesn't equate to theirs. You see what I'm saying? Or it doesn't equate to something moral. Like, you know, like the culture of Africans or people from Akibola. They'll try to, like, turn it into something like, I think it was Ben Carson, what's his name, the one that ran for president. He said something about he was happy he became a slave, or that a slave was brought over here. He'd be swimming off trees in Africa, something like that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's kind of like, I can't hear you sound far away.
Okay, yeah, that was a congresswoman, man, you know, who had said that. Yeah, Paris knows who she is, and I was
looking
at
their... Ben Carson said the same thing, General. Ben Carson said...
Oh, yeah.
Ben Carson said the same thing.
Oh, yeah,
sir. Anyway, what I'm getting at is things that we value, but things that we're about, they try to, you know, put down. Like,
right.
For example, like, now they call us woke. We want to be conscious, we want to be informed, we want to be knowledgeable, we want to be aware. Now we're woke. Now it's some kind of degrading identity, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you're a revolutionary, you're woke, you're stupid, you know what I'm saying? You're a conspiracy theorist, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's that reverse psychology. Then, you know, then the other, the I is in Lucifer, the letter I stands for indoctrination. They always feeding our people a bunch of garbage, mental garbage, physical garbage,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And then the F is
right.
Falsehood and E is evil, and then the R is rhetoric. You know, they got their shit to be fine. You know, they know what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. You know what I mean? And anyway,
right.
On the reverse of all that, we need to utilize those same type of tactics, but in a righteous manner to school righteous people. You know what I'm saying? That's
yes,
my whole take on it. It's like, you know, reverse the polarity. You see what I'm saying? You know, because,
right.
You know, they could be the negative or we could be the positive in the equation and turn it all around.
Yes,
you know, and we're, you know, we're so, our morals are so high that we wouldn't, even if we gained total power right now, we still show mercy because that's in our nature.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so
yes, sir.
That's my take on it. You know, I wanted to ask a question. I don't know if General Sword is still on there. General Sword.
Yeah, he's still with us.
He's still with us? Mr. Jones.
Brother Tyrone.
Is he still on there?
Yes,
John,
yeah,
heard?
Brother.
How you feel about investigative reporter, how you feel about these topics at hand right here?
It's hard to hear for some reason because of some noise.
Somebody got some background noise. Jesse, can you check that?
Yeah.
The only two people is Jesse or Quincy. Somebody got a speaker.
I don't even think Jesse's online.
I heard Q, but I still think he's down there because it's him on mute his mic.
Yeah, mute
okay,
was mute us all and let General
Swords
get on.
Okay, all right. Okay, myself included.
It's good
okay,
to see you.
General. Okay.
Let me mute myself. I've been putting my telephone on mute because it cuts down the background noise when I'm not talking.
Right.
So
okay. All right.
But somebody
okay,
is.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, drop knowledge, General Sword. Yeah, drop knowledge.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, we know historically that, you know, Plymouth Rock dropped on them fools. They didn't drop on Plymouth Rock, you know what I'm saying? That
right.
One thing that slavery did as a whole was create this lack of self-determination by the slaves because they was being all their needs supposedly was being taken care of by the slave master, so they had no reason to have this sense of self-determination. So that kind of left us in the background to where we had to play catch up when we finally did gain some semblance of freedom. And you see the result of it today where a lot of us still want to depend on the very racist system that have created this problem to begin with.
Yes.
So
yeah.
One of the things that we have to do is become independent in mind and unified
right.
And determined to go beyond this regardless of anything and pull all of our resources and put it on our head. It's got to be on us. It can no longer be on them because they done had hundreds of years to address this issue, and they haven't because it benefits them in the long run.
Exactly.
So, of course, you're not going to cut off the right hand that feeds you. You know what I'm saying? A fool
right.
Will do that. So we know that they're not going
right.
to do that. They're going to have to be forced to do it by us coming up with our own infrastructure, our own self-determination, our own will to unify and drop all petty disputes and dissents and cliques and segregating ourselves because we're only giving
right.
in to this Roman divide and conquer when we do that.
Right.
You know, we only
yes,
keep
sir.
Ourselves
yes.
down
do
by
brother?
Doing that. So that's the key thing that I see with us right now in America. We're in a place, in a position to pool our resources. If you go down to Atlanta, Georgia, that's like the Black Hollywood right now. You got a bunch of black millionaires just running around.
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
there
sir.
Is, so it don't make no sense that with all that financial power that we are still want to depend on a government and a system that is not going to finance our agenda.
Right.
You know,
and that's dedicated
yeah.
to our instruction.
Word
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, we got Brother Chet.
That's the best getting forward right there, General Sword.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Brother Chet, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I was just going to say, having how Jim Crow biting in office has literally put black people back to sleep. When we had a blatant
right.
white supremacist in our face on a daily basis, that was the time that we should have been organizing, planning, plotting, and strategizing. Now everybody done went back
yeah.
to sleep under high heat fighting. Everything is all peachy keen, and we're
right.
in a worse situation than we were before. Even old Sambo got it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're right. And then what is happening is that notice that in the last couple of years of how this artificial intelligence, you know, has kicked in social media as well, too. And artificial intelligence only knows that it's been programmed. You see, with the growth of artificial intelligence, then you will see a growth in these people who are confused about their sexual identity, talking about they going off in the woman's restrooms. You see what I'm saying? You know, with the and then old Stinky Bird, you know, over there, which is the X-Man now, he's over there, you know, he took the Stinky Bird sign and he put the X up on there, okay? And the city of San Francisco went to the Muskie dudes and said, hey, man, you don't have no permits, man, if you build a sign right here, okay? And so, of course, man, you know, the dude owns Tesla, too. So, I mean, man, you know, fine. He'll go get the permits, man. They probably had a form pre-printed, you know. But the point is what I'm getting at, is when it comes off with propaganda machines like Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, let me see, Spreaker, some are more flexible than others. But it's kind of like you speak against, you know, obvious stuff, okay, where you talk about, well, you know, there's a pretty big hole in the glass ceiling right here, but everybody doesn't see it, but you do, and you mention it. Then you're the bad guy. You see, so this is the type of crap and the program this artificial intelligence for, you see what I mean? And then with the Sandys, you know, doing what he's doing, you say it's not making it any easier. And then Doug Christie, you know, who says that, who's a Republican, you know, says that Trump, you know, should go take medicine with the legal system. Trump is going to call him a fat slob. You see what I mean? And, man, and that did make the pot the kettle black, man. You know what I'm saying? That's like flour called sugar white, if you know what I'm saying. And the cool part about it is, man, is that is look at the fervor that is being built up behind this, you see. Now, another case in point, folks, just changing the topic. Yesterday out of great state of Texas, well, your old boy down there with a butt at me, you know what I'm saying, is that there was an incident where a black man and his 12-year-old son was pulled over by the police department, right? And what had happened was that the cops, in their brilliance, you know, misread a license plate, thinking that it was an Arizona plate that was stolen. It was an Arkansas plate. So therefore, because you know Arkansas, the abbreviation for Huckabee State is AR, and then the abbreviation for Arizona is AZ. So you are entrusting these individuals with guns going out here, pulling them on people and
the motherfuckers are crazy. The motherfuckers are straight lunatics with guns.
Yes, sir. And me personally, I think that both them fools need to be hooked and booked, placed into the county jail and general population, man, for assault with a deadly weapon and kidnapping. Okay, when you move a person from one point to point, from point A to point B, even if it's 3 feet against their will, that's kidnapping. Okay, now, you call yourself opposing the law, you're appearing to make this mistake. Yeah. Okay, now how are you going to be held accountable for that? Okay, well, the way you hold them accountable is that other law enforcement agents come over there with a pair of handcuffs, disarm them, hook them up, take their badge off them, you know, the ones that's been arrested, and place them there into the county jail, you know, into the population, and let them walk the concrete, you know, like everybody has done. Oh, well, this is a threat to their lives. They're in danger. Don't everybody know that when you're in jail, everybody's life is in danger? I'm just keeping it real, you know.
But yeah, general, we still have commanding majors with us, Lady Jane.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Speak your piece, sister.
I really dig this stuff. I kind of want to see the third party candidate situation a little bit. Just because, you know, we really asked for it, but we didn't expect it to be like Cornel West. And I think that's kind of it's all right. It's not that bad. I think, you know, obviously you've got to be some little work. I still like, you know, this is what I think. I see the polls. I'm watching the shit. And they're not even giving them any play. And that's kind of like, that's another fucking thing that, you know, we're talking about where they're just all they're doing is shit talking to try to demean him, but he's been kind of like his interviewing and stuff has been kind of on point lately. He's at least, you know, in some aspects, you know, I watched a lot of interviews lately with him. At least he brought up reparations on his own. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we know, you know, there's a lot of talk stuff, but there's a lot of you know, inclusivity talk that I'm still trying to get where it is with it, but that, you know, we're not really all that accustomed to sometimes. However, I think that it's what got a whole year to fucking work with him. He could be a contender. He could be a contender. You know what I mean? He's kind of coolish. Yeah, he's a little kooky or whatever, weird, whatever the fuck you want to call it. The old man, he's a fucking star. Who gives a fuck? But at least, put his motherfucking hand in there, and it's kind of shaking shit up. If anything, let's enjoy the shakeup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're gonna give it. They're giving it to Trump as it is. Biden's already whatever. You know, they're gonna just keep trying to fucking indict Trump. Like, they're gonna keep trying. You know, it's obviously not successful. They're gonna keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
Biden's whatever. Kamala's stupid. You know, nobody wants that shit to happen. Fucking the panties is not gonna fucking go nowhere with his shit. He's already back panning. Fucking Gavin Newsom's not running for shit, really. His son's a fucking an idiot. Eldridge.
What about Cornel West?
Probably could be a contender if we worked with him. You know what I mean?
Okay, but it all depends on where he's going from, because I still got to study, you know, his platform. But however, I want to read up here on the individual, you know, just
his
changing the subject
just,
a little
just
bit.
Just show me his platform, and it does lack luster, man. It does lack it's not very appealing to the black mind, for sure. It's lacking a lot of lacking luster, for sure. Jesse showed me that the other day when we were exploring it, because we were having a little debate about it, and he showed me that it was lacking luster. It was lacking a lot of luster. Not very exciting in regards to black people. I do think, though, there's room for improvement if the right people got on board and actually fucking cleaned him up. You know what I mean? He could be a contender. It's not a total wash yet. He's got a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not impressive to black people. It shouldn't be impressive to black people. It's an everybody thing. If we're just looking specifically for black indulgence, it's lacking a lot of luster and razzle-dazzle.
Okay.
You hear me? For all his flair that he has right now, it's lacking a lot of luster, razzle-dazzle, and the fucking, you know,
it's
black direction.
It's literally a black Bernie Sanders, y'all. It's like literally
yeah,
don't want a black Bernie.
Everybody showed me. When you showed me the shit, I was like, damn, I had to step back and like, well, you know what I mean? It was lacking some razzle dazzle right there, some flair. However, I think it's really here. If nobody puts the time into it, it
might
worth it.
Word.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
if they're willing to do it, because if he's willing to take the green, look, if he's willing to do all this shit with the Green Party and the motherfucking this and that and with all these little tiny sections, what do you really think is possible? If he's willing to take his time to go for this nomination, that nomination, then he's obviously putting the time into it, and people just need to put the time into him.
Mhm. Okay. If I had to give
my black vote, I would not give my black vote to Tim Scott. He can eat two dicks on Sunday. And I would not give my black vote to Larry Elders. He can eat two dicks on Sunday. And if I had to choose, just for the simple fucking flair of things, just because I like this personality and he kind of made sense when he was speaking and he was giving them something to fight, a little fight back, I would pick Cornel West only on the simple fact that somebody worked with him and gave him some actual black guidance for real, if that's what we're looking for, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we want him to appeal to us for real, you know what I mean? Then, yeah, I would razzle dazzle him up, man. He got the flair. He can do it. He speaks well.
Razzle dazzle.
He just needs some actual fucking revolutionary guidance, which he's already there.
Okay.
I have to formulate it in general.
More of a revolutionary than Scott or fucking Larry Elders.
I had this conversation with General Sekou, and he said that Cornel West, we're going to have to turn his ass inside out and start from scratch. He said he's a lost cause. But if we can get him on code, it might be worth the challenge. It might be worth a while, because at this time, ain't no third-party candidate. None of them are talking our language. I mean, I'm the junior chairman of the Unity Party. Them mugs, they fought us tooth and nail just to even talk about reparations, let alone put it on the platform or the plank or whatever the hell. And I'm like, they talking about they're going to lose their base. What base do you have? You got black people here on the Democratic plantation. You got Jim Crow Biden talking about he gonna have our back like we had his. And then come to find out, he ain't doing nothing for black people. We're still waiting on goddamn bisexual calling to this program right here. The Box of the Black Experience every Tuesday. Y'all know the goddamn number, 516-418-5996. And tell us what tangible benefits we're going to get from a Biden administration.
Yeah, let's not even do that. Let's change the topic. Let's find out what we get from a different type of a, because they're not going to give it to Biden. That's it. It's a wrap for him. Let's find out what we get from a DeSantis or a fucking, some other fucking weirdo fucking, you know, let's ask those kind of questions. Because obviously Biden's
yeah,
wrap. We should definitely destroy that.
Said, the hell with reparations. I mean, you look at
can
all the
questions.
Candidates, ain't none of them supporting reparations. Go ahead, Romel.
Okay, my question is, okay, now, in regards to political appearance, like, okay, I've watched certain candidates run on a black first agenda, right? You know, or basically a sole black agenda, right? and they get shot down just because, you know, it's a black person's agenda. So my thing is, okay, I'm locked down right now, but when I get out, I'm planning on running. So what I'm saying is, like, my approach is going to be more universal, not inclusive, but be more universal in the appearance of my political campaign, where at least the people, hold on real quick, where at least the people will vote for me. Then when I get into office, then I come with the power. Instead of making promises and this, that, and third, and this is what I'm going to do, and that's what I'm going to do, boom, boom, bam, you know what I'm saying? I can figure out a way to get in power, ninja style, and then boom, then make the change happen. See what I'm saying? So I think a lot of times it's kind of like, you know, we got a trajectory we're trying to, like, put into effect, but we're not willing to do what we need to do in order to get there to the destination. You know, I'm not telling you to motherfucking kiss ass. That's not what I'm saying. But my thing is, you know, do what you got to do in the meantime in order to get in the office, man. That's just me talking, you know what I mean? What I know, Brian. I'm just fucking insane about it.
Okay. Okay. I hear what you're saying, Anchorman, and you're talking strategy. But if getting in the office means selling your soul, then what's the point of getting in the office? The point of getting in the office.
Yeah, but you know your soul. I ain't telling you to sell your soul, General. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, okay, I'm talking about myself here. Me, I tell the people, give the people what they want. You know what I mean? Black, brown, yellow, white, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? But when I get in there, I already know who I am. I already know I can't be contaminated because I'm God of the universe. And when I step in there, I'm going to make a change happen for my people because I am my people. Everywhere I go, I carry my nation on my back.
Lamel, I hear what you're saying, and I agree wholeheartedly with it. The thing is, when people do get in the office, they forget exactly who they are and what they stand on, and they just go with the status quo, which is racism and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that. I trust you with my life.
What I'm saying is, I know,
but I'm saying the next time you run, General, maybe you should put a little bit of razzle and dazzle, like the sister's talking about, to sprinkle a little bit of fairy dust at these motherfuckers and pick because where they going to vote for you, man. You got to, you know, hypnotism is part of, you know, the whole thing with speaking the language. So when you speak the language, what you doing, you dropping spells on people, man. And right now, man, it's witchcraft versus the God power, man. And, you know, we're dealing with forces.
We need to put some damn voodoo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to put some voodoo into this shit. You got to put some voodoo into this shit. Sometimes, you know, because voodoo is like the spirit, right? So the spirit is the words. Words are spirits, man, and they can possess people. You know what I'm saying? And what you want to take to get the people's attention where they will vote for you, because if they don't vote, all you're doing is running.
Right.
This is El Ziga in the house.
Yeah. We got a caller here.
Welcome, brother.
Peace, God. How you doing, El Zig? He down with us.
This is El Zig.
How you doing, front line?
I'm doing all right.
Break it down.
All right.
Welcome,
yeah,
brother.
I'm ready.
Yes, sir. Okay, drop now.
What's the topic for today?
Oh, okay. What the topic is today is that
the global power struggle. You see how far from the phone, General.
Okay.
I think somebody. We all got to go on mute so everybody can hear each other.
I can't hear nothing. It's like y'all going in and out on my ear.
I can't hardly hear.
Jesse, you
okay,
gotta go.
Okay, what
mute.
About now?
Yeah, now it sounds good.
Oh, okay.
Jesse, go on mute. Everybody go on mute so we can hear everybody.
I don't have no background noise. I'm like literally in a quiet area.
Kind of like a beeping sound. I can't hardly hear.
Okay. Okay. We got another caller here out of 719-0481. Cut the hand up. That's an anchor, man.
That's me, dude. My bad.
All right.
Somebody got a speaker jumping off or something like that. Somebody playing some background.
Okay, what about him?
Nah, that's a speaker.
Everybody go on mute just real quick so they can see you. Yeah, everybody just go on mute. See what happens. I'm on mute.
Okay, and then we got another caller here. Appreciate them calling in. Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. All right. Okay. As the brother was saying here, you know, 719.
I can barely hear y'all, and I just went on mute. I can barely hear Shabaka. It's like
actually. Okay.
Shabaka,
you might be here. Is it your Bluetooth?
Shabaka. Okay. Can you hear me?
Shabaka's tearing off that Bluetooth. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay.
You want to say something?
Okay. Yeah, I'm using the headset right now.
Well, whatever you did, it just got better.
Okay.
Is that better?
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds better. Whatever you do,
it's about
to work.
Okay. All righty. Okay. All right, so let me give brother here the floor a minute, you know. Let him drop some knowledge there, last 3, 5, 6, 7. And what's your name again, sir?
My name is El Ziggo.
Oh yeah, okay.
I don't know who else you was trying to talk to, but
okay.
I'm in the house.
Yeah, he's talking to you. We're talking about the global power struggle, brother. Is there anything you want to talk about that?
Say that again.
The global power struggle. Shabaka, your face. You gotta talk to the phone, Shabaka.
Okay, all right, how about now? It's probably...
Yeah, I think it's the headphones you got, Shabaka. They're not working in the studio.
Yeah, I took my headphones out. It's just the phone.
No, man, okay.
Somebody got some of the feedback. I can hear it the whole time, and all I can see.
Okay.
It's like this buzz. It's constantly buzz. It's going beep, 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 like that. I can't hardly hear.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, too.
Yep.
Okay, is the buzz gone now?
Oh, it's gone. Yeah. I can hear you straight up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's the headset that I had on this phone. Yeah, it's because, you know, we're doing some weird things with this. And then I said we got another caller there, too. You know, the last three is 703 out of the 720 area code. Okay, I'm going to unmute their mic as well, too. Okay, 720, your last three is 703.
Yeah,
who is it? Okay, that's Lady Che.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. No, okay.
Mine is 719.
Yeah. Okay, all righty, and then, okay, all right, we're going to Mr. El Ziga and giving him the floor for a minute, and then we got another caller here, the last 3324, area code 574. You want to get on here, just press 1. Is that somebody sleep on the phone right there?
No. This is El Ziga.
Okay.
I got the floor,
yes, sir.
So I don't know if you can hear
sir.
Me.
What's on your mind? Oh, yeah, I hear you loud.
No. So, yeah. So, basically, I was just going to say I'm not playing no games, you know what I mean? And I don't want it to be feeling like people are mocking at me, you know what I'm saying, or mock with or play with. But I remember the last time we talked about how the slavery situation and the first people to start the colonies, you know what I'm saying, coming to the United States and everything. And, you know, the way
right.
I feel about everything is that we need to unite together and get into these politics, you know, and not be playing around and not be looking at it as a funny people with the issue. And the people who got the money need to come and bring the money together. So they're just making all this money and just sitting on it, you know. And so they need to put people who don't have the money and give it to the ones that don't have the money, who is trying to be into the politics and trying to be something and trying to help themselves, which is I'm trying to do myself.
Mm-hmm.
But unless we unite, I can't do nothing. I'm going to be stuck, you know. So,
right.
I mean, I came up for the reason why I made the issue about the the George Floyd thing, because before the George Floyd situation even happened, they had me strapped to the bed, and I was screaming out, you know, what? I mean, I came from the depths of hell to be at where I'm at right now to talk to y'all on this station, and basically, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to be looked at as a fool, as a coward, as somebody who don't make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's messed up that we got people like Kanye West, you know what I'm saying, in position.
Right.
Because he's more of a laughing matter. You know, he's a laughing matter.
Right.
And, you know, and he don't really know what it means to even be in the situation where he's at. You know, the guy needs help. You know what I'm saying? And it blatantly shows that, you know what I mean? So my thing is somebody who's real, somebody who tries to keep it real 24/7, and not just keeping it real, but he does the real deal, and he just needs help from the people who got the money. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I need is the money.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's not that money. It doesn't mean that the fact that it's the root of all evil. I need it because I'm trying to help the people, so give the people back what they really need. You know, so that's all I got to say for that now. You know what I'm saying? Cause, but my thing is we have to come together to see how we're going to do that. And the only way we're going to come in a way that we can do that is if we go through the politicians and talk to them or to the legislative people and get put in positions where we can unite together as one. And the only way that's going to happen if we get into politics, you know, and the religion piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, religion is always going to be religion regardless. You know what I mean? We don't really need that no more. If you ain't found Jesus yet, then you ain't going to find him. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is if you felt like you need to get judged or you ain't been judged or whatever, judgment already happened and came and gone and went and everything else. So we need to keep on moving, keep it all moving. And when you die, that's the other spiritual form that you're going to be in, and that's it. You know what I mean? But as far as saying that, oh, yeah, I need Jesus, I need this and that, all that came and gone already. Sorry, sir. You need to move on with your life and move on and come together, because at the end of the day, it's all about money, but it's not about the greed of money and the love of it. That's the part that's going to get you in trouble. What we need to do is use that and flip that and use it as a need so we can get our people as one and come together for the people as African-Americans, as Latinos, as yellow, as red skin, and all those people. We need to come together and figure out how we're going to do this. And if you have a representative person who's going to say, you know what, I represent all of that, I'm a mixed person, I'm a mixed breed, this is how we're going to do it, and we're going to help our mixed breed to where we can overcome what they've done to us, you know. So I'll let that be for right now. I'll just let y'all think about that.
Brother Elzinger, I want to respond to what you said. So, you said that we need to, you know, we need to fund candidates, right? Well, I ran on an all-black first agenda here in Denver, Colorado. I didn't get the support I needed at all. We don't have no PAC. What we need to be focused on is creating political action committees where we have funds for people to run for office. It's one thing to say you're going to run for office. It's a whole other thing to actually win running for office. Now, I ran for office twice. Both times I did not win. The first time I ran, I got almost 15,000 votes with no money. The second time, I don't even want to discuss it because it upsets me and infuriates me. But at the end of the day, we got to get on code. We can talk about all fun candidates all we want, but if they don't have our best interest in mind, if they're not on code, if they're not with our agenda that we're pushing, they're on a whole other agenda that they're pushing, then we shouldn't support them. And the way that we show these political parties we are serious about this, if we don't participate, we sit out a couple of election cycles. We let them feel the pain. We let them feel what we've been feeling for the past 400-500 years. Of being maligned, neglected, forgotten, lumped into groups that have historically went against everything that we were about. As foundational Black Americans, I am not an African American. Elon Musk is an African American. I'm a foundational Black American. My ancestors built this country, and we did not reap the benefits of it. So any politician, I don't care what they look like, They could be black, blue, polka dot, pink stripes. I don't give a damn. If they don't have a black first agenda, they're not going to do nothing specifically for black people. They're not getting my vote. And collectively, we need to have that same understanding, because they had a saying, if you're white, you're all right. If you're brown, stick around. If you're yellow, you're mellow. And if you're black, get back. Time is over for people, for black people to stop being in the back. We need to be at the forefront, leading all of this. Because when we were in power, right, when we were in control of this shit, we didn't have nowhere close to these many issues on the planet. So this is a global system, right, that we are under. This is a global system of racism and white supremacy, black family. I want y'all to hear me clearly. And it is nine areas of human activity of which it comprises of, and that is economics, that is entertainment, that is education, that is labor, law, politics, sex, war, and religion. All nine areas. Right. We don't control any of them.
Right.
Yeah, I want to say something about that. We're just basically entertaining them and entertaining the system. You know what I mean? We're entertaining the system. Okay, go ahead.
Real quick, brother. I hear what you're saying. You know what you're talking about, because I was around when you came on the last time, and I don't understand why you would feel like anybody's mocking you or talking like that or even thinking like that, in regards to what you're saying. When we were talking about, just say if you're mixed or whatever, what does that got to do with anything? At the end of the day, it don't matter. We're talking about black atrocities. How are you feeling? Like, let me just see if I can understand, because I don't want you to feel like you weren't getting hurt or you like nobody took you seriously.
Oh, no. It's not that. It's just that I'm just venting. I'm just venting, you know, just venting what my thoughts are and venting how I was feeling.
Let me see if I'm running, right? But I'm probably the lightest motherfucker on the face of the planet, right? Okay? But I just want to understand where you're coming from, you know, because when you said that, you know, I'm obviously black first, but when you say that, I'm like, whoa, what are you saying? Where are you coming from with that? How are you feeling about it? Because this seems like you went through something that you got to get that off your chest. Like, you know, when we're talking for 400, 500 years, brother.
Right.
You feel me? Like,
but see, my thing is, you know, in order for it to stop, I feel like we have to, you know, in the same situation, is unite and really understand where we are as far as coming with the code. You know what I mean? And we have to get together.
What are we uniting on? What would you like? If when you say unite, what do you mean by uniting that we haven't done? Just hypothetically.
Well,
I'm saying that
we have to bond together and figure out a way. Well, what I want to say is that we have to figure out a way for the people who already got it, trying to have them figure out a way that they can give it to people that don't got it. And people that don't got it, figure out the code and figure out where they need to be at with the code so that they can have it, so that they can be in the politics. They can, move forward with this stuff.
Do you know the code?
Well, brother,
let me tell you
what the code is.
Let me get this out.
So the code is this. Replacing the global system with a system of justice. Replacing the global system of racism and white supremacy with a system of justice, with guarantees that nobody is mistreated by the color of their skin. And those that need the most constructive help get it in a constructive manner. So if the people are super uberly rich, then we can have super uberly rich people, because that is neglecting the people that are at the bottom, dirt poor, living hand to foot. So there has to be some kind of, I hate to say this, I don't even know why I'm even going to say this. That's some kind of compromise in regards to the classism. But at the end of the day, racism still rules the day. And as long as we have an injustice, wicked system like we currently have, all this is just talk. We won't be able to implement anything that we're talking about. So when I hear all unity, right. I hear we need to come together on one accord. Go ahead, Lady Faye.
Let me just ask this quick question. Brother, do you know what the code is? Like, do you know where it comes from? Just answer that question real quick. That way,
I'm only understanding a little bit about the code and a little bit about what this stuff is because I just got put on to what this is about.
Okay, but do you know where it comes from?
What'd you say?
He doesn't.
You know where it comes from?
He doesn't.
Okay, that's the problem. Before you can say anything about it, you have to read.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. There you go. Once you under that, now go ahead, Jesse. Go ahead. Now you can go ahead and tell him all about it. Because he didn't know, so he just came up with like regurgitated knowledge. That's not your fault, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hit you with bullshit where you just got to read a book and you know it's going to solve all your problems. But when we're talking about the code, we are talking about a book, and it's called the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, a Compensatory Counter-Racist Code, revised by Nellie Fuller Jr. Have you ever heard of Nellie Fuller Jr.?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I've heard of Nellie Fuller Jr., yeah. I've heard of him, yes.
What about Dr. Francis?
Yeah, you too,
what
right,
about Dr.
Brother?
Francis?
I have not.
What about Dr. Francis?
Yes, I have not.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm sorry for that, you know what I mean? But like I said, I take accountability for that. But my thing is, you know, I haven't.
What I don't know, I don't know.
Yeah,
so.
He's new.
Right.
That's all we're doing. We're not trying to say that we know more than you or we're better than you or anything like that.
Yeah, we're dealing with
enlightened
equality, brother. Don't hear church.
That's why we're
on this line. No, there's a code. There's a code in the street. There's a code in the prisons. There's a code. This is for those that are in lesser confinement. Because Nellie Fuller says that when you go to prison, jail, the nut house, any of those places, you're going to greater confinement. But basically, this planet is a prison. And it's up to us to unlock the gate.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it boils down to. That's why I said we got to replace this whole global system. And the thing is, you start where you at. You fight where you at. The name of this game is fight where you at. No matter where you at on the globe, on the planet, fight where you at. Fight against racism and white supremacy. Don't comply with it. Don't try to get in bed with it. And damn sure don't try to get along with it. Fight against it every time.
Right.
I say no white passes. Like tonight, it took everything in me to keep from going off on Mike Johnson and the people that were in attendance and the people that they were allowing to give questions. Speak questions like Craig, who loves to call on the Denver City Council every week, complaining about our unhoused neighbors, which is my term because I said they unhoused, but they're still part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
he
it
does,
still is a community.
Co-opted Team Paris' plan, and now he's in the process of implementing it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
that's the goal. That's the goal. That's the goal, according to the code. So when we're talking about code or we need to get on code, that's what we're talking about. It's all non-white people of this planet got on that code. I think we would be in a better place than where we currently are under this de facto covert racist white supremacy. I want my white supremacy out in the space, in the open, because that way I know exactly how to move around you. Because we've done it. We've already done it. People keep talking about Black Wall Street. We need to build another Black Wall Street. We need what did we learn from the first Black Wall Street? We got to have a military structure to defend whatever it is that we build.
Well,
black people collectively are not prepared to go to all out war.
Right.
Currently, in 2023, with the white supremacists.
Yeah.
So all we got to do is go on the program, organizing, living, reproducing, and continuing the struggle, the fight for our ultimate liberation, because that's what it's really about. I mean, reparations comes with that to a certain extent, but we're still under their laws, their courts, their judicial system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the sovereignty part comes in, but I might as well put the sovereignty shit ahead of what we actually need, and that is compensation for building this goddamn nation.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're definitely right about that, and seeing this thing here, though, too, Brother Che, like, before you came on, man, you know, I was reading up here, man, you know, about, you know, the panties, you know what I'm saying, you know, more with his critical race there.
Florida, don't spend a goddamn dime in Florida. To hell with
exactly.
World,
Universal Florida,
Bush Gardens,
all that, you know what I'm saying? And then don't even go down there, man. Don't even buy oranges in Florida. You can get them from California, although Florida got better orange juice. You know what I'm saying? But another thing that I want to bring up here, too, folks, you know, in our last 20 minutes right here, is that this, we got to bring this up. Illinois Governor Pritzker says Ron DeSantis isn't smart enough to be president. Okay, great, beautiful. But one thing what this clown just did, that in the state of Illinois, he signed, I believe he did an executive order or some type of legislation, is that, Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, signed a law that will allow illegal immigrants to become police officers. Now, I wonder how Sarge feels on that one. You know what I'm saying?
There's actually an update on that. There's a brother named Brandon something who's fighting against that right now in Chicago.
I think Brandon is the mayor of Chicago, or the new mayor that replaced Lori Lightfoot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think he is, but I'm not sure. Now,
there's another
the panties
Brandon,
right here.
Not the mayor. He works in the police department.
Okay.
He works in the police department. He wants to put a stop to that.
Okay. Now, the panties denounced the move as damaging, jeopardizing citizenship and American sovereignty. Pritzker responded by questioning the Florida's governor's intelligence. Okay, now, as long as these clowns is going back and forth amongst themselves, you know, divided within their own house, okay, that's what we want, okay? Now, once again, here in election 2024, like they did in election 20 and in election 2016, 2012, all the way down, man, to about 1960, where they're going to go up here and take the black vote for granted again. Okay, now the sad part about it is that they're going to have to appeal to all these commercials that they're going to have. Okay. Then, of course, you know, these white supremacists, you know, they're coming out voicing how they honestly feel, which is fine. You see what I mean? And I don't recommend, you know, traveling by yourselves, black family. You know what I'm saying? You know, have somebody there with you, you know? And the cold part about it is that they've been doing this stuff, man, you know, all along, okay? But we've been dummy down. See what I mean? Particularly our youth. You see what I mean? Okay. So what it is, man, is that we have got to, you know, to get a sense of ourselves back, you know, dealing with ourselves, rebuilding our communities, rebuilding the black family unit. You see what I'm saying? Is because it's kind of like now, what's happening is that the whole wide world, man, you know, is against black folks. It's Dr. Claude Anderson that said, what's that there, Brother Che, 2015? You'll see. I mean, look what's happening over there.
Mm-hmm. Further than that. Dr. John Henry Clark told us we ain't got no friends. He said, if you want a friend, look in the mirror. You ain't your friend. You ain't got no damn friends. Africans ain't got no friends. People of Africa ain't got no goddamn friends. It's really, literally us against everybody. And I put that up a few days ago, and we got a lot of press on Facebook.
Oh, okay, all righty, okay, yeah, you see. And so what it is, and keep in mind, you know, for those of you who are not black, this is not hatred that what we're talking about. What we're talking about here is our own sovereignty, and we have a right to our own self-determination, and that is not racism. And I don't care what the orange dude says. I don't care about what the trans vestite, you know, the panties of who I believe wears women underwear. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what he says. You see what I mean? Okay. But we got to, you know, have determine, you know, of how we're going to go, of what's needed for us. You see, and then changing the subject briefly, okay, they were saying some more crap out here in Nevada about UFOs and stuff like this, and that the mothership is supposed to be coming.
They full disclosure now. They had whole hearings about it. They fully disclosed it. We have UFOs. We have access to them. We have access to the technology. And there's entities in them, biologics, they're calling them, but they're really aliens. And they've been here. They just now, this is coming with full disclosure with it, or partial full disclosure, because there's more to it than that. But I've been saying since 2016, the conspiracy theories are true. Go ahead, Romel.
But I think is that a lot of soldiers and different people have signed up for illegal experiments, and they've been doing these experiments in like Air Base 51 and all these other places. And from time to time, one of those people that are being experimented on, the patients, they break free and they get into the experimental aircraft and they launch off and they crash somewhere because they don't know how to really the equipment. That's what I think is going on.
Okay.
When they run up on the people, they're looking all warped out, looking like the Grays or whatever. But when it really is somebody who's undergone a lot of experiments that they've volunteered for. That's my theory.
Okay.
But I don't know anything. I'm going to look into mental health institute.
Okay. Okay, just changing the subject here, folks, you know, in our last few minutes right here. I want to get some insights. What did everybody think about Muammar Gaddafi, who came to power in 1969, okay, at the age of 27 of becoming a head of state? And he was setting up a currency, and he didn't want to have nothing to do with the, what was that, the World Bank, I believe?
Yeah, or the IMF.
Yeah. The
International Monetary Fund.
Yeah, okay. It's because, you
I'm
know,
not
what
just,
I'm reading
I'm
right
not,
here.
I'm
about,
not
okay,
okay,
well,
let
I'm going
to
read about
the,
it.
So what Tabaka's leaving out is the fact that Gaddafi was going to, he wanted to first unite all 54 of the African states. And then after he united all 54 of the African states, he was going to create a currency that was going to be backed off the mineral resources that are already existing in the ground in Aldebaran, the continent. Not a country, it's a whole continent. Actually, the second biggest on the planet that's rooted to the planet. And they couldn't have that because that was going to bankrupt all the banks in Europe. All the banks of America, all the banks of Asia, and that's why they killed.
And then you know, and then when they killed him, they rode him around on a jeep with people. And they you know, rolled him around on a jeep, and people was throwing rocks at him and disrespecting him.
They sodomized him, Tabaka, and then drug him through the streets. That was what all that Benghazi shit, all that shit was about. with the Hillary Clinton and the emails and all that shit. That's what all that was about.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Is because now the thing is about Gaddafi, you know, he was only 27 years old, man, when he came to power. You know this, right?
Yeah.
He was only 27 years old. So, you know,
he
wasn't
even
30
yet. African people all over the globe, not just in Africa, all over the globe.
Yeah, the whole diaspora as well, too.
Across the whole diaspora, and that's why he was a threat, and that's why they had to, and they had to make up every little excuse on why they killed him. But ultimately, black family, that's why they killed him.
And then too, as we right here, that you know he had. That there was doing when Obama was the president, you know, and now he also had respected and admired. Abdel Gamal Nasser, who is the president of Egypt, which is the next nation to his, you know, going east, okay? And you know, Nasser died of a heart attack, man, in 1970, okay? And then Sadat took over in Egypt. Yeah. But the thing
I think
is, though.
Must have something to do with that, too.
Probably, you know what I'm saying? Probably. But it's just very, very interesting is about how that they are very, very selective about the history that they want you to learn, you see, just like, you know, DeSantis is doing down there in Florida. Okay, now,
well,
I had a white fella come up.
Hold on, Sabaka, I just got to get this point out. They got repeaters.
Yeah.
They got people that literally regurgitate the same old bullshit. That's why I got the button that says white lives matter. That starts out the same white lies, and they teach it to the next generation, the next generation, the next generation, and the whole intergenerational family
rhetoric.
Indoctrinated with the bullshit.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how they push
how
the narrative. Yeah, exactly.
And that's how propaganda works.
Yeah, you know. The Nazis
and all them, they learned from the United States on how to produce genocide on the people.
Oh, yeah, and segregation. Okay, folks, we're down to our last 13 minutes, so we're going to go down the line here. You know what I'm saying? Brother Che, my man El Ziga, the anchor man, and Lady Che, and the closing comments. And then also, too, we have another caller here, you know, the last. Okay, no, no, the sword dropped off. Okay, and then, but we do have a caller here with the last 3324, you know, area code 574. And if you want to get any comments, by all means, press 1. We'd be, you know, happy to hear you out. But we're starting our closing comments now. Okay, so I'm going to start it off here, and then we're going to go on down the line right here. Okay, first of all, we're in the closing because we're down to 12 minutes. Okay, so we're going to give everybody a couple of minutes.
So you're going to start it off, Shabaka, and then I'm going to close it. So go ahead.
All right. Yes, sir. Okay, so this was episode 366 of season 7, and we did have a great conversation tonight, you know, dealing with the global power struggle that's aimed at those of African descent worldwide, us versus them. Tonight's episode was inspired by the Anchorman, you know what I'm saying, and we appreciate the Anchorman, you know, the knowledge that he drops as well, too. And the only thing I could say, folks, is that, hey, protect yourself at all times. You got to be careful, you know what I'm saying? And we got to bring the black community together and get us some economical power going so we can start becoming producers and forming policy, okay? The orange dude, you know, I think he just got hit with another indictment, you know what I'm saying? And dude has got eight trials before. He's got like 8 trials he's got to hit, you know, before he could run again. And then based on what I'm seeing right here is that he's the 54%, you know, in the polls on the Republican side. Okay, that's my closing comment. Okay. Next in line, please.
All right, go ahead. Who's next? Brother Zinger?
I believe that's me. Let me on the mic for the symphony. This is about my understanding today.
Oh, go ahead.
In the neighborhood near you, bringing the hope without the dope. Official frontline campaign. Salute to the fallen soldiers. Salute to the active soldiers. Salute to Black Panthers all over the world. What I want to say is that I'm tired of saying anything. I want action. You know what I mean? And I ain't going to get satisfaction until I see the action in its full development, in its full execution. I think that we need to come a little bit more camouflaged. I say that in the mystified way. We need to be a little bit more camouflaged. And I think that needs to be the code. And yeah, you know, maintain the circle, because that's what they're doing to us. They come in mad camouflage. That's how they got our people deceived, yo. And we need to use the strategies they're using on us against them. That's just my view. What I know about anything. I'm
yes, sir.
Follow that. Peace, bro.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Anchorman. Brother Azinga. Oh, hold on, let me say. Brother Azinga, did you want to get your calls in?
Yeah. I just wanted to say that, you know, I just need to learn more. You know what I mean? I'm kind of young and new to this, you know. So, but, I mean, at the same time, you know, I'm just trying to learn and just listen, you know. So there's a lot to learn, and hopefully I can just still be on my mission, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we're going to get you right.
That's all I got.
Yes, sir. I want to interject this here right fast, if I may. Y'all gonna love this. Okay, I just saw on Facebook yesterday, from Hollywood Boulevard, you know, where they got a star to Donald Trump, right? Okay, and there's a picture of a dog pissing on Donald Trump's star on Hollywood Boulevard. I just wanted to get in. Get that in there. The dog should have went on and shitted on him as well, too, as far as I'm concerned. Now, I just had to get that in there.
We didn't get the whole scenario. We just got a piece of it.
Go ahead,
Lady Tay, with the clothing.
Obviously, stay black, stay dangerous. if we want our candidates to, if we want to pick a candidate, we got to get behind them no matter what and fucking work with them. Like, we can't ask for the world if we're not willing to put in the motherfucking work with that specific candidate to make them the best they could be for us. You know what I mean? We're so busy asking and telling them what we want, but we're not willing to put in that effort to work with them to make them perfect. And right now we have an opportunity where the two-party systems are fucking, you know, they're fucked. And we have the opportunity to create something. If anything, this might be our only motherfucking chance in our lifetime. So we got to at least, not by money, by moral support, by motherfucking, you know, education. Like right now, like, look, brother, like, you know, you came out, we're helping you the way we had to, like, the way, look, somebody had to teach me. And somebody had to teach him, and somebody had to teach him, and somebody had to teach him, and each one teach one, right? And that's the way it goes.
Right.
And sooner or later, we all get on one alignment, and we might be able to do something, but we can't save everybody. All we can worry about right now is what we should have been worried about is ourselves right now, because right now we need to worry about ourselves. We've been doing this. For like over 400 years. We're done. We can't do it anymore, at least not right now. No. We gotta let them hold their own nuts for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've been holding everybody's nuts for 400 years.
Yeah. You're right.
Stay black, stay black. Protect your family, love your everybody, you know. Obviously stay out of jail.
Okay.
And let's not get wiped off the map. Tell us. we're fucking
dead
right now.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna close. Right. Thank y'all for tuning into. I don't even know what this is now. Season 7, episode
3.
Yeah, this is
season seven, episode 76. We started based off the 50th anniversary of the founding of the original Black Panther Party for Self Defense. That started in Oakland, California in 1966. It'd be in October.
Right.
We will be on the 57th anniversary.
Yeah.
And we appreciate everybody that called in. I hope you kept the logs, Kabaka. I didn't get a chance to keep the logs.
Yeah, I did.
Call us tonight. But,
I did.
Call in every Tuesday, y'all. We also do Grand Risings with Kabaka every Friday morning at
8 a.m. Pacific.
8 a.m. Pacific. 9 a.m. Mountain, 10 a.m. Central, and 11 a.m. Eastern. And call in with your comments, questions, and concerns. The number is 516-418-5996. I'm going to leave y'all with this, how I came in. The only way we're going to get out of this black family is by doing for self. We have to go back to doing for self. The name of this game is reparations and separation. We need to get what the hell is rightfully ours and separate from these savages. Clearly, as our great scholar taught us, Dr. Khalid Muhammad, Abdul Muhammad. The Caucasoid has been undisagreeable to live with for the past 500 years. So why are we staying with the madness? Why are we still doing the same thing, expecting a different result? Just like, why are we voting and not expecting nothing in return and getting nothing but symbolic gestures? We've been saying on all of our platforms, we don't care if the whole two-party system collapses. We actually welcome it.
Right.
Because then people will actually wake the hell up and realize, you're all that you got. And ain't nobody going to come save you but you. So stop looking to the sky and look in the goddamn mirror, because that's your savior. So, black people, we just need to continue doing what we're doing. Caucasoid is dying out. Continue to organize, continue to educate, continue to motivate, because this is going to be a marathon, not a sprint, black family. We in this for the long haul. And if it takes the generations after us to get it done, so be it. We were the spark.
Yep.
We passed on the baton to the right ones, and they ran with it. And that's what we got to do, black family. So stay black, stay dangerous, stay empowered. Make sure y'all like and subscribe to all of our platforms, Frontline Black News, The Revolutionary Agenda, and subscribe to Kabaka EXP on Twitter, Kabaka Black Experience Enhanced on Twitter. So we're going to go out with...
Yeah, on the stinky day.
What did you start it with? When did you start it with, Kabaka?
We started with Ship Ahoy, but the one that we go out there were the one that you play, man, there where everybody wants to, you know, it's the young brothers on there, man. You know the one, man.
Oh, okay. All right. Black it is. Thank y'all for tuning in.
All right.
Power.
Everybody have a night. Always, okay? And we're signing off from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody have a nice night.
Sound about right. No, that sound about right. Uh-huh, yeah. No, you ain't never said a lie. You ain't told a lie. Yeah. Everybody wanna be an athlete. Everybody wanna rap on beat. Everybody wanna eat watermelon and fried chicken. Sorry, it's the black thing. Everybody wanna hit after me. Watch your back, cause they got to me. Got different women up in my living room trying to measure my dick. Maybe it's the black thing. Don't subtweet at me. We was kicking freestyles in the backseat. Did your classrooms looking gladly. You were buying sell drugs in the alley. Yeah, finally got a pot of compassion. Working overtime and you can tell if you listen. I don't wanna find no divine division. I be getting high, nigga, it's the black thing. Black shots to shinaki. I be on new shit, so they copy the debauchery. Go ahead, then watch me, nigga, don't watch TV. You can get it all on CD. Vinyl is homicidal. Every time you at my recital, I will serve you like appetizers. You should know, nigga, I'm your idol. I'm your idol now.
Grew up in the West,
pop a dog pound and jigger.
Everybody wanna be black,
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Feel like Malcolm X,
peeking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga. Everybody tryna get dreads and shit, but they ain't African. All the light girls getting a tan so they can darken their skin. I'm sorry, it's the black thing. I don't give a fuck, yeah, I said the shit. It's the rhetoric. Everybody wanna design something for Louis Vuitton. Baby, it's the black thing. Blacked out in the backseat of the black Jeep, listening to Black Bobby. You can catch
catch me a taste of soul, eating on gumbo with the black IP. Yeah, black on, black nigga, I'm back on track, my shit black owned. If you ain't a nigga, then you can't say nigga, it's a black thing.
Yeah,
right lead, do the right thing. Don't step on my Nike, just got these. Go roll for the neck piece, nigga, you up on my white tee. Or you wanna be just like me, huh? Do the police wanna lock me up? Step your own creep, black Air Force Ones. What it's gon' be, what it's gon' be, you can ask about me.
Who up in the West?
Pop a dog pound and nigga.
Everybody wanna be black.
Don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Feel like Malcolm X.
Peeking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.